Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how many of you have an older family member where they will remember the day you were born? They will remember one of your performances on stage, yet if you ask them what they had for breakfast, they can't remember. Well, older individuals or those with dementia will retain their longer-term memory but forget their shorter-term memory. And so I get very frustrated by that because I remember so some of the Superman movies were coming out. You remember we had Tobey Maguire, then you had Andrew Garfield. I love Andrew Garfield. And then you have Tom Holland. So there was a Superman that was on and I didn't recognize it. And I'm like, no, I saw this. I've seen all the Supermen or the Spider-Man. I'm sorry, the Spider-Man. And then I watch it a little bit. I go, it seems more, I think I remember it, yet the ones that were with Tobey Maguire, I remember those even more. Now, why is that? Is it because, you know, that was longer-term memory? I don't know. Well, then you add COVID to the mix, and a lot of us are like, what the hell is going on? So, there is a new treatment. It's called a brain-zapping technology, but it's less painful than you think, where they use a cap with electrodes, and it's supposed to help short-term memory for adults over 65. The researchers published a study in the journal Nature Neuroscience on Monday, and they believe the technology, according to Fox News, may have the potential to curb the risk of dementia and other memory loss diseases. Still, more research needs to be done, but we have been using electricity for, I guess, centuries, since we've had electricity. And electricity in medicine has been fairly common. We use electricity to read your EKG, to check your heart. We use, electricity probes all the time. And then in terms of older treatments, like ECT, electroconvulsive therapy, we use that for depression and mood disorders. And in fact, they still do use it for recalcitrant depression. So using, people think, oh my gosh, we're going back to the 1800s. Not necessarily. This study used 150 participants aged 65 to 88 who had not been diagnosed with a neurological disorder. They asked them to recall 5 lists of 20 words. The participants were zapped with a mild electrical current to their brain using the cap. The process took 20 minutes and was done over the course of 4 consecutive days. The memory of the participants improved by over 50% compared to the placebo group who did not receive the treatment. The study found that the group was able to recall 4 to 6 more words than the placebo participants of a similar age. Now, I hear you guys groaning. Okay. A 20-word list and 5 of them. I get it. And the words are not going to be in order. It's going to be like ball, light, tree, moon, sun, porch, chair, table. What we're doing with our memory is also self-inflicted, by the way. So I just shouted off some terms, right? How many of you guys remember some of them? And it's only been like 5 seconds. Chair, moon, sun, ball, light. I don't even remember what I said now. Yeah. I said I got some of them. You know why? Because you didn't put work into it. You didn't try to memorize it. You need to think back when you were in school and you had to learn vocabulary. How did you learn to memorize things? I didn't make cheat sheets, but I would memorize my cheat sheet because I knew my cheat sheet would be taken away. I would make mnemonics. You know, I would, just like the planets, my very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas. That's how I remember the planets. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Saturn, Uranus, Pluto, Jupiter, whatever, however it goes. Okay, my very Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. And by the way, now that's all moot because there's like thousands of planets and we just found out that, you know, our solar system has many more planets and we can't use the my very educated mother thing anymore. But we would bust our butts to try to put things into memory. And then we would try to find ways to remember them. But nowadays, we're not paying attention. When my husband tells me to go to the store and pick something up, I'm looking at my phone, I'm looking at the TV, I'm yelling at the kid, I'm wiping up any dog vomit, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So my husband thinks I got it because I said, yep, okay. And then I don't remember a thing he said. So when somebody says, look, I need you to pick up milk, eggs, etc., you need to immediately process that. Stop, take a second. So for me, somebody said, I need milk, eggs, and bread. Don't forget to get milk, eggs, and bread. What I do is I think of a pan, and I think of like French toast. Well, there's bread, the egg dripped on it, and somebody pouring milk. I think of like an active picture. All right, so now, if I go to the store, what does my husband want me to pick up? Eggs, milk, and bread. It's a lot easier for you to remember when you put things into an image. When I was in medical school, I was like, this is too much. I got to get my memory better. So when I would be on my runs, I was listening to some memory tapes. And this one tape taught me, because we used tapes back then. For those, okay, so sorry. Sorry, Gen Zs. A tape is this, I guess, it's a brown filmy thing that there was a cassette and you would stick it in a Walkman. Forget it. Just look it up on Google, okay? But anyway, so I would have my Walkman and my tape. This is in the 90s. Cassette. And I would listen, and they said, when you have a list of 20 things, come up with a room. And have this room with lamps and a couch. And put those things in that room. So, like, let's say cat, dog, bra. The bra will be hanging from the lamp. The cat will be on the couch. The dog will be vomiting on the floor. But you have to come up with an image. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with the Zaps treatment. But we definitely need better work on our memory. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So last year around this time, Kathy Griffin revealed that she is going to have a lobe of her lung removed. This was a year ago. Because she was diagnosed with lung cancer. Now, it was stage one lung cancer. She was 60 years old at the time. I'm assuming now she's 61, unless she had a birthday between now and August 1st of 2021. Well, she did. I mean, two birthdays, I mean. And she said she never smoked, used alcohol, but she got lung cancer. Now, stage one is where the tumor is very localized, small, usually under 3 centimeters. Stage 2 is when the tumor is between about 3 and 5 centimeters, can affect some local lymph nodes. Stage 3 is when it affects more distant lymph nodes and the tumor is like greater than 5 centimeters. And stage 4 is when the tumor could be greater than 7 centimeters and you have metastasis. So, fortunately for her, she only had stage 1. Never smoked. She did have struggles with opioid addiction in the past, talked about suicidal thoughts. She said she was first introduced to prescription pain pill addiction through an amphetamine similar to Adderall called Provigil, because Provigil is not amphetamine. So it was an amphetamine similar to Adderall. She was also on Ambien for sleep, Provigil, and then she went to pain pills. But her lung cancer was silent, ended up getting picked up. I don't exactly know how, but she ended up having it and then getting a lobectomy. We haven't heard much in the news until yesterday when she posted the following. You guys, I don't really have an oncologist, and the surgeon who removed half my lung ghosted me. But I think my lung cancer scan is clean. So since I can't get anyone on the phone out of my thousands of doctors to interpret this, I'm asking #cancerTwitter, hey, #oncology. So I took a look at it and I responded. It didn't look that bad. In fact, I am a little concerned. It was a CAT scan compared to one from, I believe, a couple months ago. And the interpretation was she had the upper lobe of her lung removed. She didn't have a whole lung removed, just a lobe of it. No recurrence, no metastasis. Compared to her CT done from about a year ago, looked okay, except there was some minimal apical pleuroparenchymal thickening on the right. Now, that could be some scar tissue. It could be tumor. But, you know, the apical pleuroparenchymal thickening could be but there could be a benign reason for that. She did have a mildly thickened esophagus. This is on Twitter. She had some cysts on the right, you know, a couple other things. But for the most part, looked okay. The apical thickening was on the right, even though her issue was on the left. So I replied and I said, look, you know, not bad, but, you know, have you had a CAT scan or a PET scan? I think a PET scan would be in order. And also I had recommended that the thickening of her esophagus should also be followed up on. Told her, hang in there, you know, best wishes. Some of the other comments, you know, were not as nice as mine. Apparently some people were like, shouldn't you apologize to the country first? Shouldn't you? But before I get to that, I find it fascinating that she felt her surgeon ghosted her. Now, for those of you that, you know, are kind of new to some of the terminology, a ghost is where somebody blows you off, when they ghost you. You call somebody, you left a message, you apply for a job, you don't hear from them, they ghost you. So a lot of other doctors responded too. Actually, I think they responded before I got there, and which is fine. And one doctor had said that the report looks great, but you should schedule with a pulmonary oncologist. And she goes, thanks, doc. I don't know one. I don't even have a pulmonologist. She said, the dude I had is like 85 years old. Also, no more men. Not kidding. She said, I'd prefer a female under 50. I'd love recommendations for Caesars, St. John's, or UCLA. I've had, and I can't use the word, it's a poo-poo care. Okay, but it's the S word. And it makes me extremely fearful and anxious. Now, somebody would say, why would she say no men? What happened to her? So she wrote, sucks, he ruined my vocal cords and my, she calls retinoids, but she's probably talking about adenoids. She said he ruined my vocal cords and adenoids permanently. My voice is my living. It's discouraging to me that people are sticking up for a surgeon who has caused me so many difficulties. I had stage 1. I sure wish I had gotten chemo radiation instead of surgery with this hack doctor. She also said, when somebody asked about the doctor and referred to him, she said he was the surgeon who did my one half left lung removal. But I lost confidence in him because the way he did my surgery in the AM. He himself underwent anesthesia a couple hours later in the same hospital and had his own knee operated on, so he didn't eat or drink before he cut me. So, you know, this brings up a lot of issues, okay? And I know some people are not fans of Kathy Griffin, some people are fans. But this is something I deal with as a doctor all the time. All right, so let's talk about, okay, first and foremost, she had a doctor who was going to have surgery himself that day. Should he have operated if he was NPO? Well, if a doctor normally does eat and drink in the morning, and he's about to have surgery, and he's, you know, trying to keep busy, no, he shouldn't necessarily be doing surgery to keep busy. But many doctors fast, do intermittent fasting. Patients don't really want to know that, but there's a lot of doctors that do intermittent fasting, and some of them do not eat breakfast. And they wait till lunch. So, you know, was he fasting, or, you know, does he commonly not eat breakfast? There are new rules talking about fluid intake, depending on the type of surgery, and sometimes they will allow water to take your medications, just not a lot of it. Some of the NPO rules of 24 hours have been shortened, but others still go by the book to play it safe. So, you know, what was a couple hours later? You know, did he have surgery later on that night? Did he eat at 5 a.m. and then, you know, just, you know, stop after, you know? So we don't know. But it does make patients a little nervous that if their doctor was about to have surgery themselves, you know, why did he operate, especially such a significant one? You know, not a lot of people ask their doctor, well, how are you doing? Are you going through a divorce? Are you going through some heartache? Are you having some erectile dysfunction and upset about that? How's your relationship going? You know, did you eat well? We don't ask the surgeon that. We don't ask the surgeon if he smoked any weed. We assume that they are going to, before they operate on us, being absolutely fit. So I have to assume that the doctor, in fact, if the cancer was surgically excised, the lobe was removed, she didn't bleed out, have post-op infection, that was a successful surgery. Now, the vocal cords, that could be an issue with the anesthesia. So, you know, and again, I'm not trying to be devil's advocate, and I'm not trying to, you know, agree or disagree with her, but those are some things to think about. You know, when somebody calls a doctor a hack, you know, did he operate on her vocal cords and remove her adenoids, or was that an anesthesiology thing during the intubation? So that does need, you know, some clarification, especially for her if she's concerned. But this concept of no more men. She goes, the dude I had is like 85 years old and no more men. Just kidding. I prefer a female under, oh, not kidding. I prefer, she says, I prefer a female under 50. All right. I have been operated on. I've been operated on by men and women. They both were fantastic. I am, you know, am amazed at how you'll see one political side versus the other. I talk about how we have to end racism, end discrimination, end this, and then you have, I'm not going to see a man. You know, that was pretty shocking. You know, but you know, she had a bad experience. It's not always, you know, somebody has a bad experience. I mean, as a doctor, I let them get, you know, trust me, everybody who ever said, I don't want a doctor, you know, will, or, you know, a man, you know, or I don't want to, I mean, you, if somebody goes, I don't want a woman doctor, oh my gosh, they would lose their jobs for life. They would be banned off Twitter and Facebook. But if you say, I don't want a man, you're accoladed. You're, you know, acclaimed. That's not cool. Not cool at all. You want whoever is the best person for you. So, but the thing is every time I've had somebody upset with somebody did, then they come to me, you know, let them, you know, vent. But, you know, yeah, it's a shame that, yeah, they said he ghosted her. Maybe he retired if he's 85. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury convicted two men of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. The jury finding Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. guilty of conspiring to obtain a weapon of mass destruction. Defense attorneys argued undercover FBI agents incited the kidnapping plot, arguing it never would have come to fruition without agents infiltrating the group. Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is pleading guilty to a DUI charge. He was sentenced Tuesday morning in a Northern California court to 5 days in jail, but was credited for good behavior and time served, and will serve his time doing court work for 3 days. Pelosi was charged after he rammed his Porsche into a Jeep in Napa Valley. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you or I got a DUI, we'd be screwed. Yeah. But if you're married to Nancy Pelosi, it's not too bad. Paul Pelosi has pled guilty to a DUI, but doesn't really get any additional jail time. He was sentenced to 3 years probation and 5 days of jail time. He got credit for time served. As part of his probation, Paul Pelosi has to complete 8 hours of a court work program, take a 3-month drinking and driving course. He also has to have an ignition interlock device on his vehicle for a year, and he was fined $150. So this happened back in May. There was an incident in, I guess he's around California wine country. He ran a stop sign, wrecked his Porsche and another vehicle. TMZ reported that he has now pleaded guilty to one count of DUI. He already got credit for time served. I don't remember actually him being in jail, but I guess he might have already been in jail. And officers from the California Highway Patrol found Pelosi around 10 p.m. after he drove his Porsche through a stop sign attempting to cross State Road 29 following a dinner party where he had alcohol. He totaled his car and he slammed into a 2014 Jeep. Not good. Oh, I'm sure Nancy is pissed. Mr. Pelosi was en route to the couple's vineyard home in St. Helena. Now, the other driver was 48 years old Jesus Lopez. He had minor injuries from the crash. He told investigators the next day he had soreness in his upper right arm, right shoulder, and back, and was suffering from headaches. I would definitely still get treatment. A lot of people, and they ask me, you know, they go, look, if I'm in a car accident, I don't want to look like an ambulance. I don't want to look like I'm taking advantage. No. I have seen enough soft tissue injuries that you can't blow it off. So much of our back pain and our shoulder pain and our neck pain and issues come from these smaller injuries. And then all of a sudden you're like, what's wrong with my neck? What's wrong with that? And you don't realize that impact. And so when somebody is in a car accident and they feel okay day one, and then all of a sudden they start to feel sore, they're not faking it. That happens. Sometimes you just don't feel all the inflammation set in at the initial injury. And then, I had to go back to work and I didn't even think much of it and I just lived with it. But for those people that, do have issues, please get it addressed. If you were knocked out of alignment, then get some manipulation, either by an osteopath or a chiropractor. Have a medical professional take a look at you. Pelosi failed his field sobriety test at the scene. Officers described his eyes as red and watery. He could have also had COVID, but he was unsteady on his feet, his speech was slurred, and he had a strong odor of an alcoholic beverage emanating from his breath. When asked for identification, he passed officers his 1199 Foundation card. Remember, that's a charity that provides financial assistance and scholarships to California Highway Patrol officers and their families. So he wanted to show that, he had their back, they need to have theirs. He was still arrested. Good for them. He was booked at 12:32 a.m., mugshot taken, he was held in jail for 4 hours. Napa County DA Allison Haley charged Pelosi, but it took weeks. And then got, I think, two misdemeanors, one count of DUI causing injury, and another driving with 0.08% blood alcohol level. And the blood alcohol content, according to court documents, was 0.82. Now, I'm a little confused by that. Okay? I mean, if his eyes were red and watery, and he was slurring, was it really that? I mean, was it higher? And they're like, you know what? Let's make this the cutoff. I don't know. So, during an earlier court date, Pelosi's lawyer entered a not guilty plea. Pelosi did not attend the hearing. He waived his right to a jury trial. A settlement conference scheduled for today. Then a guilty plea then was entered. And Nancy, his wife, is supposed to be doing a commencement address to Brown University graduates. She was at the time. Because I was like, gosh, who's graduating now? She was at a graduation ceremony at the time. She had, of course, declined to answer. Well, he kind of got off easy for a DUI. But, I'm kind of blown away that it was only 0.8 when he was stumbling, red eyes, and slurred speech. That is interesting. Also, what's interesting is the whole, raid on Mar-a-Lago. I know some news outlets are saying it's not a raid, it's a search. Well, we're being told now that the Biden administration was involved, in getting documents back from Trump. A National Archives letter said that the ex-president had 700 classified pages and knew since May that he was under an ongoing criminal investigation. They said Joe Biden's White House was working with the National Archives to investigate the records Donald Trump took to Mar-a-Lago. And the former president knew back in May he was under investigation. They found more than 700 pages of classified material in the 15 boxes of records. This is according to a May 10th letter from the acting archivist to Trump's attorney. The archives alerted the Justice Department about the discovery of the classified information, which included special access program materials, some of which are highly classified secrets by the government. That notification triggered a grand jury investigation that eventually led to the FBI raid of his Palm Beach home. Additional material was discovered, they say. In a May letter, acting archivist Deborah Steidel, Wall warned Trump attorney Evan Corcoran that there was a criminal investigation into the material, meaning the former president knew for months he was under an ongoing probe. Access to the materials is not only necessary for purposes of our ongoing criminal investigation, but the executive branch must also conduct an assessment of the potential damage resulting from the apparent manner in which these materials were stored and transported. So Trump, you know, I'm confused by all this, and maybe you guys know. If you're president, don't you declassify things? And I understand there's a process, but I'm a little confused. And if a president wanted to have something, then you go through the process of declassifying it, and then you can have it. So is that what happened, or are there things that you just can't declassify? I'm under the impression that you know, most of the things, like he had like a napkin and from Kim Jong-un, these are things that if he wanted, and he is allowed to have things, I mean, you know, Obama, you know, had souvenirs from the White House. I'm sure Clinton took all the W's from George W. Bush's keyboards. I mean, that, you know, little games they played. So people take things from the White House. I'm sure somebody, you know, stole a salt and pepper shaker. But what I just don't understand is, if a president, you know, sees a password and is using a password and the password is written down, I mean, that password should be changed. If he saw, I mean, I understand something's classified, and if you leave, you can't have access to those servers. But if he's not accessing those servers, and he has things he had when he was president, he could declassify them in a heartbeat. So I'm a little confused as to why things weren't declassified, and then why would he have them? It just all is odd. So former President Trump and his legal team has filed a motion last night seeking an independent review of the records seized by the FBI during the, quote, unprecedented and, quote, unnecessary raid earlier this month. He said the decision to search his private residence months before the 2022 midterm elections involved political calculations, quote, aimed at diminishing the leading voice of the Republican Party. According to a motion filed Monday evening, the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida, Trump and his legal team are seeking an order to appoint a special master to review the records obtained during the search, blocks the further review of seized materials by the government until a special master is appointed, requires the Justice Department to provide a more detailed receipt of property, and requires the government to return any item seized that was not within the scope of the search warrant. Trump said Monday that he is strongly asserting his rights under the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution regarding unnecessary, unwarranted, and un-American break-in by dozens of FBI agents and others of his home. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Jonathan asked if I've seen any monkeypox in my practice. So my practice, I don't necessarily have my office anymore. I had closed it after Obamacare and after I expanded my show and went to teach. But I do telemedicine. So I see multiple patients a day. And I have seen a couple cases that looked like monkeypox. Sadly, because it's telemedicine, I can't officially confirm. I can only refer them to urgent care, ER, their doctor, to go and get tested, health department. So what I have seen and what I have suspected as monkeypox is there will be some spots, and the patient will say, I thought they were like a pimple, but they didn't act like a pimple. They acted differently. And some of them, they were on the genitals. Some of them were near the rectum. Some were, I saw spots on the face, some spots on the chest. And so I believe I have seen them. But I can't, with telemedicine, you don't necessarily have the follow-up. We don't, you know, call people and go, you know, we don't, you know, because it's, we're not necessarily the regular doctor. And then it puts you in a position where you're managing them remotely. Because a lot of these people are in other states. I'm licensed in other states. And I can't necessarily be there for them. And I can't necessarily, you know, set everything up. I can ask the company to, you know, get them referred and things like that. So usually for something like that, it's beyond a telemedicine scope. But yeah, I've seen it. I can't say 100% confirmed, but I've suspected monkeypox in some of the patients I've seen. The case count in the U.S. is now 15,433. You see them go up by almost 1,000 a day, not in terms of 1,000 new cases happening, but in terms of the reporting. So now we have 15,433 total confirmed monkeypox cases. And, of course, the highest majority of them are in New York and California. New York has 2,900. California has 2,600. Florida, Georgia, each over 1,000. Texas as well. So, you know, your highly populated areas are going to obviously, you know, have higher numbers. Also, your highly populated areas have more medical centers. So we're not really going to see a lot remote, you know, we're not going to hear as many remotely. Over 42,900 cases, about 43,000 global cases. Again, that's a huge underestimation. 95 different locations have been found. 88 of those 95 usually don't have monkeypox, so it's very, very new to those areas. So, you know, you see a couple spots, like in Russia, and you're like, you know, actually just one spot in Russia, and you're like, there's got to be more. You know, but you just don't know if people have access or you don't know if they really want to be forthcoming. So a follow-up question I was asked is if I have seen monkeypox, you know, did the patient do anything about it? So, again, I can't necessarily, Wyoming has one case now. So now all states have reported cases. Wyoming, remember, was at a zero. Now they finally have a reported case. So all states have had reported cases. Hawaii, Alaska, all of them. Okay? So Wyoming finally had the first case. Again, with telemedicine, you just don't have that follow-up. So I can't necessarily say, look, guys, you know, tell me what you did. Did you come forward? I mean, there's a chance that when I said, look, I'm, you know, concerned that you have monkeypox, they were like, oh, she's bat poop crazy, and I don't, you know, I don't even want to deal with it. I think there's a lot of people that sadly fall under that, where they just don't want people, just like with COVID. How many of you, and you don't have to be honest if you don't want to because I can't hear you, but how many of you thought you had COVID, but you had something big that week, and you didn't want to make a big deal, you didn't want everybody to have to quarantine and all that, so you grabbed some Mucinex and you went on your day? The majority of you did that. Or you half-assed swabbed, going, oh, see, I'm negative, everybody, and you posted it all over social media going, I'm negative. So it's a cold. And I'm like, you know, these at-home tests could be false negative. So, you know, my guess is with monkeypox, if somebody feels that their lesions are going to be self-limiting, they don't want anybody to know, maybe they haven't come out and they're in the men who have sex with men category. Not all people with monkeypox are in that category. Maybe they cheated on their wife and they cheated with somebody, even with heterosexual sex, and got something. I mean, look how many people have an STD and don't get checked. I told you what happened with Z-Pak years ago. People would walk in all the time going, I need a Z-Pak. I need a Z-Pak. And you're like, why? They go, I have bronchitis. All right, well, if you have bronchitis, we'll go ahead and give you a Z-Pak. CDC and health officials are like, will you stop that? Most bronchitises are viral. You don't have to give a Z-Pak. And, you know, you really couldn't necessarily prove they had bronchitis on physical exam. Their lungs sounded pretty good. They didn't have pneumonia. The chest x-ray was clear. But they said they had a bad cough. They had bronchitis, so they got a Z-Pak. Well, people were using Z-Pak to treat their gonorrhea and chlamydia. Now we have drug-resistant gonorrhea and chlamydia because of our, all the overuse of Z-Paks. So many people will call telemedicine going, I want a Z-Pak, and they can't get it. So, just because somebody has an illness doesn't necessarily mean they do things right and they actually go and get checked out. And so it's very frustrating for us as doctors, and it's very frustrating for the public. So when you're like, oh, do you have anything? They're like, I don't have anything. How many times did you call up to somebody going, hi, do you have COVID? Oh, I don't have COVID. Okay. How the hell do you know? Same thing with vaccination. People go, yeah, I was vaccinated. Really? How do I know the card isn't fake? So, it's one of those things where I believe the issue we have with monkeypox is many people do not want to be forthcoming with it. So we might not necessarily, just like with COVID, have accurate numbers. Now, what about the monkeypox vaccine? Some of you guys are complaining about side effects. So there's a lump that some people get. So the side effects of the vaccine, we don't really have a lot of them, but one common complaint is you get a bump at the injection site, and that bump may last weeks. Now, experts say it's not going to be permanent. I know a lot of people think they're going to get a big, nasty scar. I don't believe these vaccines scar you like the smallpox vaccines in the 70s, but it is a temporary lump in your arm. They say it is expected with the Jynneos vaccine. It is a super common side effect. So you get induration or an area of hardness. It doesn't necessarily have pus in it. But what happens is you get the vaccine and the body tries to wall it off because it's foreign. Then immune cells come towards it. They have to learn it. And then they go back and they tell everybody, okay, guys, there was an intruder. Let me give you guys all a report. And, you can debrief me, and then you all train, to find this in the future. And that's kind of what happens. So you get this localized reaction. You don't really have to do much to it if you really feel like you're in pain, Tylenol or Motrin. But people always ask, well, how do I know it wasn't a dirty needle? Or how do I know they didn't clean me properly and I didn't get an infection? The redness will keep expanding. You'll get a fever. Your arm will hurt more. So one way to tell if it's a vaccine reaction or not, the vaccine reaction will grow to a certain level and then stop. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.